global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ continue to slump. Stocks are falling in the worst sell-off since the UK voted to leave the European Union, Britain leaving the European Union, after a Federal Reserve official signaled more willingness to raise interest rates. Right now, the S&P down 44 points at 2137, a drop there of 2%. NASDAQ down 113 points, a drop there of 2.2%. Dow Industrials now down 320 points, a drop of 1.7%. The 10-year down 22 30 seconds at yield 1.68%. Gold down 840 the ounce to 1329, a drop of 0.6%. And crude oil, West Texas Intermediate crude down 3.5%, dropping $1.67 a barrel to $45.95. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, let's bring in Scott Rothbard right now. He is president and founder of Lakeview Asset Management, and he joins us from the great state of New Jersey. Scott, we're going to talk a little bit about supermarkets and food retailers because they've had a horrible, horrible week, getting really crushed, except for the fact that Kroger is doing well today after putting out earnings. So what's going on with Kroger?
Well, you know, I think that when you're looking at the industry right now, people are looking at what happened with Sprouts Farmers Market early in the week and Whole Foods earlier in the summer, and both of those stocks have certainly had problems recently, and Kroger as well has really been sold off hard from its highs. Kroger is somewhere, it's kind of a hybrid type of operation. It's part Costco because it does sell gasoline. It is part Whole Foods because Kroger is trying to bring in organic foods into the mix, and it's part your traditional, Pathmark type of a restaurant chain. They also happen to be in my opinion, the best managed company in the entire industry, and they have a larger buyback plan on, and they're very opportunistic. So the company reported results today. Their margins were down very slightly because of food prices. They kind of trimmed back their guidance. But overall, it wasn't all that bad of a quarter. Comps are doing well, especially once you factor out the gasoline side of the business. And I think they have a good mix of business as opposed to when you look at Whole Foods and Sprouts, which really are more focused on the organic side of the business.
Right. It's only about 10% of Kroger's business right now. But it's the healthcare costs and the pension costs paying people that's hurting them, right?
That's certainly part of it. Pensions are hurting them. These two companies are experiencing growth. Growth pains. It happens. You know, you start out in these industries, you grow slowly, and you get wide acceptance. But as time goes on, while you're selling a higher priced organic product to people, you're still managing with lower cost inputs. And now what they're finding is that things like, pensions are starting to hit them, healthcare costs, which didn't hit them before. And so they're maturing here and they're beginning to experience some of the complexities of maturing businesses.
Scott Rothbard, Kroger has 2,800 stores around the country. Kroger, of course, the brand name, Ralph's, as well as Dillon's. The stock is down nearly 25% since the beginning of the year. Is it worth buying Kroger KR at $31.66 a share?
Well, Pim, as you know, we run a separate restaurant and food portfolio and put out a newsletter. Within the last few days, we actually bought some Kroger before its earnings, a couple days before. It has a decent dividend yield of 1.5%. We thought that all the bad news was already in the stock, with the stock coming down from a 52-week high of 42.75 down into
30. I mean, 30 bucks. I mean, that's today. I mean, intraday trading, it hit a new 52-week low.
Uh, It hit actually a couple of days ago, but we're pretty close to it today, and of course the stock is up on the day. Yeah, I don't see this stock going much lower, and I think this company has the ability to manage through the storm, if you want to call that, in the grocery industry, and because they don't have the exposure to 100% exposure to the organic end of the business, where we're seeing food costs come down tremendously, and there's pressure on companies like Sprouts and Whole Foods to lower their prices to the end consumer. Kroger really doesn't have that because Kroger gives you a choice. You can buy the traditional head of lettuce or you can buy an organic head of lettuce. And I think that's the big difference that's going on here. What I also find actually quite fascinating also is that the comps at Whole Foods were down, yet the comps at Sprouts were higher. And, you know, as I tell my students at Seton Hall University, where I teach in the finance department, when you look at comps, you really have to dig down through comps, and comps have three different aspects to them. It's the traffic, how many people come into the store, the price, the price of the products, and the ticket size, how much you're actually buying. And so I think we've got to deconstruct the comps for all these stores based upon those three different aspects of comps. And I think what's happening is that Sprouts and Whole Foods are starting to see their traffic flowing to Kroger's or other chains that are not 100% organic but do have organic offerings.
So you like the stock at about $31.50 a share?
Yes,
look,
I do.
If you pull up, Pim, if you pull up the COMP on the Bloomberg and take a five-year look at Kroger, over the last 5 years, including reinvested dividends, right, the S&P and the consumer staples.
No contest. Kroger did much better.
Yeah, it's tripled. You know, the S&P's only doubled, and Whole Foods is, you know, down over the last 5 years. So.
Yeah, you know, Kroger understands how to manage east to west and north to south in this country, both in affluent areas and just regular, you know, middle and lower class areas. Whole Foods doesn't understand how to do that because they can't appeal to every consumer. So, you know, and plus Kroger's understands how to manage through good and bad economic times. Whole Foods doesn't understand it. We do own a little bit of Whole Foods because we want to be in the stock, but I think Kroger's the much better buy at this point in time.
We got to run. Thanks very much. Scott Rothbard, he is the president, founder, Lakeview Asset Management. This is Bloomberg. Coming up on Taking Stock, we're going to take stock of Jesse Ventura, former governor of Minnesota. He's gung-ho on his marijuana manifesto. We'll tell you what it is next.